on this question, it's really a case that the word has to be able to meet every state. So states that are tied up in a religion that's very much geared around our own self-love, the word has to be able to appeal to those states as much as the higher states as well, because that's how it is enabled to seed truths. The story that came to mind was the story of Cain and Abel. So there's a mark left on Cain so that he is not destroyed. And that's because Cain is faith alone. That's how he's described. But those truths that faith alone carry, there are still truths that are serviceable to bringing a person into a more genuine sense of the Lord. So the truths, even in the context of faith alone, and that goes for the things in us that we carry as well that are yet to be integrated into our life, but are still vessels for truth that we have taken in. And we've taken them in often out of our own self-interest, but the truths are there, and the Lord, by an inward way, can begin to activate those when our state is able to move forward with that. And also, the word in terms of its letter is able to be twisted so that we don't enter into more internal things without having the capacity to remain in them. So that's the idea of the cherubim with the sword guarding the way. They guard the way to eternal life. So while we are in states that are opposed to the Lord, but framed within a religious context, then we're able to be given what we're needed to maintain some sort of external order, at least in our lives, even if that's based on a false understanding. The Lord still is able to preserve us in a state where, if and when things turn around, we can be led into a more genuine sense of, of what love really is.